Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody. If you're like me, you have been down the pathway, probably thinking about going down the pathway or right in the middle of the pathway about what it means to plan for retirement while managing, and this is what I love, managing the risks during uncertain economic times. Well, one of the things that many people do not know enough about, or what they know about them is not true. And that is reverse mortgages. Today, joining me here today, financial expert Steve Resch, financial advisor and VP of Retirement Strategies at Finance of America Reverse. We are here to really rip the mask off of what you've been told, what you know, or what you may not know about a reverse mortgage. Steve, it's great to have you here.
It's great to be here, Dr. Pat.
So it has taken a current crisis to impact us in a way that we are starting to look at other options. You know, my favorite word is possibilities.
Exactly.
Let me ask you this. From where you sit, what are you seeing that people are thinking about the current crisis? What are you hearing?
Well, I'm definitely hearing that people are looking to embrace some sort of holistic retirement strategy. And for us, that includes home equity. You know, we watched the market drop 32% in February and March, and that causes people to panic. And they make mistakes of selling their investments when they shouldn't. They miss out on the recoveries. And I think this has happened so many times in the past that people are saying, you know what? I need to plan better for events like this, not only this one, but in future events. And so this is where my suggestion of bringing home equity with a reverse mortgage into that planning process, this is where this all comes into being.
And let's talk about that, because we're talking about what is the best way for people to manage their financial risk. But, you know, for a lot of people, we think we have very, very few options. But one of the things we're hearing about more and more and more are reverse mortgages. And by the very nature of what that means, people are, let's just say, not as well informed as I'd like them to be about this. And certainly, this is why you're here.
Okay. Well, let's talk about those misconceptions first to kind of get that out in the open. One of the main misconceptions is that people think that the bank owns their home, and that's absolutely not the case. You retain title to the property at all times. When you die or move out of the home, if you have equity, it's yours. You sell the home. The bank does not take over. So what it does, though, it is a mortgage like any other mortgage. As I said, you retain title, but it gives you choices, options, possibilities, because you now have access to capital and you can make payments on it when you choose to, or you don't have to make payments at all until you die or move out of that home.
And I think this is really, there has been, like you said, I'm not quite sure how it developed here, Steve, but there has been so much information that is not accurate out this that people really do want to look at this for an option. And right. I think it's important. One of the things that this really addresses is financial freedom. And, you know, I would love for you to talk about the philosophy behind reverse mortgages, if you could.
Well, I think the philosophy is just really to better enable people to age in place and to have the retirement that they truly want. And when we think about, for many people, their invested assets are only a portion of their whole net worth. And sometimes home equity can be a half or even more than their net worth. So when you're looking at planning a 30-year or longer retirement period, and you're not even considering half or three quarters of your net worth, it just doesn't make a lot of sense. Whereas by incorporating that into that planning process, you have the ability to just really enjoy and better manage your retirement period because you've got diversification in what you're drawing on to help get you through that 30-year or longer retirement plan.
Are you able to, I know these are really short interviews, but are you able to give us a snapshot on some of the specific benefits and really more importantly, how it works?
Let's talk about the benefits first, okay?
Yes.
With the reverse mortgage, you've got multiple different options. One of them being a line of credit, which I think is a phenomenal benefit, especially looking at a 30-year retirement period. Because that line of credit, first of all, it has a growth rate. It will grow and compound over time. And that is separate from the value of the property after you close on the loan. So when you think about this, if you've got a 30-year retirement period, let's say your real estate loses value for some reason, because we don't know what can happen, your line of credit is not only still in place, but it's growing and compounding over time. So you've always got an increasing source of revenue to draw from should you need it. And that's so unique because your traditional HELOCs, for example, they have term periods. They can be called by the bank if the bank doesn't like what's happening to the value of the property. So when you're looking about a benefit, this is one of the most important ones in my mind. And then other benefits too are just simply the ability to have access to income tax-free revenue. You can pay off an existing mortgage with this. So you've got cash flow coming into your home because you're no longer making required payments on a loan. You've got options to plan when to take your Social Security or your retirement distributions, because again, you've got that access to income tax-free revenues with a reverse.
You know, this for me is when I think about this, and I'm sure that you're doing so many of these interviews. I think the thing that really is hitting people is the urge to do something, let's just say, like you mentioned before, really drastic, you know, move money out, do things that really adjust the portfolio in a way that they don't have to. Before we jump ahead, please tell people how they can find out more. And then I want to talk to you. I know we only have a few minutes. I want to talk to you about a couple of specifics. Where do people go to find out the details that we're not going to get to today?
We do have a great website. It's fareverse.com/retirement. And you'll find information about the programs there, the process, information about our company. And also there's some great testimonials from people who have used this and as a loan of choice, used it to do what we're talking about, manage risk, manage cash flow, just to better enhance and safeguard their retirement.
Yeah, and I think that there are people that have had their homes for a while, and it is a main source of, let's just call it equity, that they're sitting on. And they do not know how to turn that equity into cash. And I think I'm oversimplifying it, but please correct me if I'm wrong. My understanding of reverse mortgage is that it literally turns the equity that you put into a home, maybe 20 years, 30 years, 10 years, whatever that is, It helps you turn that into cash on hand. Is that correct, or am I oversimplifying?
No, you're absolutely correct on that whole thing. As I mentioned, you could set up a line of credit, for example, and be able to draw from it whenever you want. You could also turn it into a guaranteed income stream for as long as you're living in that home. It's called a 10-year payment option. It's like an annuity. So if you want X number of dollars coming in every month, you can structure it that way. Or you can also just have lump sum capital. And sometimes we'll use that, depending on situation, as I mentioned before, to just pay off an existing mortgage. So now you have the savings every month of what you were spending on a mortgage payment.
Yeah, I have a friend that actually is looking into that one, that the part three one. And they were telling me about it. And I was like looking at them and say, man, this is so interesting. You're going to have to listen to the interview I'm doing with Steve. there are reasons that people want to do things differently, Steve. Let me put it to you like this. I talk to them every day. And one of them is they want to see a new life career path for themselves. A lot of folks have been sitting on dreams and they want to launch their dream. And one of the things that this does is this is money that nobody's going to tell you how to spend. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct. And I hear what you're saying about launching these lifetime dreams. You know, baby boomers in particular, we love to live. And I know many of my clients, many of my contemporaries, we don't foresee a point when we're going to stop working. We want adventures. We want to do things. And leveraging that home to do that is a great opportunity because there are no required principal or interest payments on it. So let's say you launch that dream that you've always wanted to do and it goes down the tubes. Well, you know what? You're still living in your home. No one is ever going to make you move out of your home for as long as you're paying your taxes and your insurance on that property. So you have that opportunity to take on that venture should you want to, with no real recourse if it all doesn't work out. And if it does work out, that's even better.
Yeah. Thank you so much for today. I know that there are things that you have to continue to do. I know you're doing these interviews. I have two things to ask you. One is, please give us that information. And I know there are some things I did not talk about, and I want to know what your personal message is. What are some of the things that perhaps we didn't cover that you have find is super important for people?
I think the personal message is that, If we've learned anything from what's happened this year, it's that anything can happen. Who could have imagined what has gone on in these past couple of months? Anything can happen. So in my mind, and I'm very risk averse, I like to be prepared for almost anything. And bringing that home equity into your financial plan can give you that peace of mind and security and stability, knowing that you have access to capital, no matter what happens around you, it's available to you. So, I mean, that's my personal message. I just think it's a great program, and I've seen it time and time again with my own clients. It just brings that peace of mind to that whole retirement planning process.
Wow. Thank you so much for today. Again, website, one more time.
FA reverse, F like Frank, A like Adam, then the word reverse. .com/retirement.
Yeah, everybody go check it out, please. It's going to answer all your questions. It's also going to point you to some possibilities. And the reason we did this show with Steve, because some of you have been asking what were some of the possibilities I was alluding to. This is one of them. Steve, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Dr. Pat.
You bet. Have a great day. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Hello, friends. This is Terry J. Walker with the I Am Power Hour, and here is your soul-stretching success tip of the day. We all have a path to walk on our journey of life. There's no right and there's no wrong path. It's simply the path we have chosen. We also know that everyone and everything is composed of energy. Just as there's a positive, there is a negative. Just as there's light, there is dark, and of course, just as there is resistance, there is non-resistance. We are the creators of our life story. We are the captain of our ship. We are the producer of our movie. And as we walk our path, we have the free will to use our energy accordingly. I hope you have a wonderful day, filled with love, light, joy, and of course, non-resistant, free-flowing energy. Namaste, my beautiful friends, and I'll see you next time.
Message delivery by Lisa Ann. You can't make this stuff up. Tune in every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Message Delivery is an inspirational show about the journey to enlightenment and spirituality. For more information or your own personal message delivery, visit angelmessagestoyou.com. That's Angel Messages, the number two, the letter U.com.
Your inspiration all day on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Daniel from IntuitionWisdom.com.
And I'm Dr. Pat. We've got something super special. What a generous gift. Wow.
It's time to discover who you really are, and we're offering a free intuitive reading on our website at intuitionwisdom.com. All you got to do is take the step to become one with the universe, and the life purpose is that bridge. So please come to our website, intuitionwisdom.com.
That's intuitionwisdom.com. Life purpose unlocks abundance.
Miss any shows during the week? We've got you covered. Yahoo! With the free Transformation Talk Radio app, you'll have access to all of the past week's shows in the palm of your hand. Yes! Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio anywhere you go with our free app for any of your devices. Check out our app in the App Store and Google Play Store today.
Martin Amato is joining me here today, designer and lifestyle expert. Look, if you're like me, you're always trying to figure out what the heck, how do I make a difference here? I'm always looking around. What do I want to move? What do I want to change? What do I want to share? What do I want to do? Well, look it. We're getting somebody in here that knows a lot about how to make a little change to look absolutely fantastic. Martin, it's great to have you.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. I love how you say, look it. Let's look it.
I'm from New York. I don't know where that came from.
I love it.
But, you know, like, this is the kind of thing. I think I'm hanging around with my nieces, right? They're from Yonkers. So one of the things that I love about this is I am one of these people that never thought that I'd be talking with anybody about technology at all, or about how to make what I call simple but yet powerfully beautiful changes. But this is what you do for fun, for your life. This is what you do to help other people. And I want to ask you, there's got to be something at the top of your list, given everything we've just been through. What can we do to fire up that creative juice?
So I think now more than ever, as you know, our homes have become our sanctuary, and they've become more important than ever. So because we have been spending a lot of time at home, Dr. Pat, we have been thinking of creative ways to maybe do spruce ups, work on DIY projects, install the latest, you know, tech gadgets, decorating, sprucing it up, home renovations, to start, you know, working on that to-do list. So for me, one of the easiest ways that we can turn our house, for example, into a smart home, if we want to tackle first technology, is to install one of the newest video doorbells that's out there. So from Ring, the Ring Video Doorbell 3 Plus, as you know, it's a brand that so many people love. It allows the users to see and speak to the visitors at their front door from anywhere at any time. I mean, talk about technology, right? And it's almost like you're home 24/7. When you can be on vacation, you can be at work. And it has some really cool features like two-way talk, up to 1080p HD video, dual band Wi-Fi. But here's the cool part. Available for the first time ever on a battery-powered doorbell is pre-roll technology. Now, this allows you to see the 4 seconds before motion is even detected, and you get that alert on your phone, so you never miss a moment. From an installation perspective, it's super easy because, again, it's battery-powered. You don't have to hire an electrician to come out and do that. But it's also a great Father's Day gift idea, because I know Father's Day is pretty much just around the corner in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, let's talk about this, because one of the things when I first heard about this, the number one thing that came to mind for me was peace of mind. And so I've never seen in a device hit the market so quickly, yet provide such emotional and psychological relief for people. And that's, I think, the coolness is about this, too.
Right. Well, you know, home security does start at the front door. And this also provides almost an entertainment technology, if you will, because especially now with the quarantining, oftentimes we couldn't, you know, hug family. We couldn't see them. So, you know, there's been parades out there, like birthday parades, graduation parades. I mean, who would have thought we'd be doing that in today's times, uncertain times? But this technology has allowed us to be close, but still be far, but still don't miss those special moments when we have these sort of celebrations that happen literally outside of our front door. So it's amazing. It's great.
Well, before we get too far in, where can people find out about the things we're talking about today?
So lots of great tips from technology, home renovation, even decorating can be found at betterstuffforlife.com.
Awesome. I've already been there, but I'm not going to dig too deep into the stuff I want to talk about because you've got some other stuff to share. Look, home improvement. People, you say something like home improvement to somebody. Oh my gosh, they like roll their eyes at you. But let's talk about how the various forms of technology and other things have made home improvement something everybody can do.
Absolutely. And for me as a designer, it's not just about focusing on the indoor spaces where most of us live, but especially now with the spring and summer months, we want to start focusing on our outdoor spaces as well. So we can also work on simple DIY projects, and it could be, you know, it could be gardening, you know, it could be building things like a raised planter. If you want to get a bit more advanced, a wood deck, a picnic table, but you do need the right tools, Dr. Pat, to do that, obviously. And putting in a little bit of sweat equity as well. So Craftsman has just announced 5 new brushless power tools that are available now. And it is part of their robust line of brushless tools. They deliver on runtime, on efficiency and performance that allows users to do more. These are part of the V20 system, which works just as hard as you do to build, restore, repair, and also maintain the things that you value the most. So from simple DIY projects to, you know, more advanced renovations, you can get the job done with these tools.
Oh my gosh, you just said like my favorite term, power tool. So I want you to imagine me walking around my place with one of those leather tool belts and my power tools. You just made my day.
I love it. It's fantastic. You know, everything from simple things like, you know, hanging artwork on the walls to doing a beautiful reclaimed wood wall. There are so many things that we can do and tackle nowadays, but we need the right tools to do that.
Yeah, I want to talk to you about this other thing that you really, you're in the forefront over, and that is there are ways we can look around our home and we can pay things forward. We can organize, and it doesn't have to be a daunting job. What are your suggestions for starting a declutter project, so to speak?
So start in one room, whether it's the kitchen, whether it's, you know, the bathroom or your closets. For me, for example, in the kitchen, start opening up your cupboards and start organizing things. Maybe, you know, buy shelving, the tiered shelving that allows you to see the cans at different levels, because oftentimes we have so much stuff in there that we just don't even know what we have. And then we go shopping for more stuff and then we bring the stuff back and it doesn't even fit in our cupboards. So taking inventory of everything that we have, obviously looking at the expiration dates, you know, tossing those out, but also invest in storage canisters. So put your cereal inside a beautiful container, a plastic container that you can see actually inside. Your cookies, I have my coffee pods in storage canisters as well. So it keeps everything neat and tidy, and you see at a glance exactly what you have, so you don't go out and constantly buy things. So it's saving you money from that perspective too. Also storage baskets. I love storage baskets for, you know, bathroom vanities, to put your toiletry items in a closet, to, you know, put your foldable clothes inside. You know, go ahead and take inventory as well of your closet, things that you don't use anymore that don't fit. You know, go ahead and donate that to families in need, great organizations that are out there, things that obviously, you know, just are damaged, you can toss out. But really, it's about editing everything that you have so you live in a more organized, simpler life, if you will.
You know, you are a TV personality, interior decorator, lifestyle expert. You're also the author of One Day Room Makeovers, which I love, by the way. One Day Room Makeovers. Who doesn't want to do that? You know, you're on multiple channels, upside down, sideways. You're also, you know, part of, you know, our Latino community. And, you know, all of my relatives down in South America are very happy about this, too. And yet sometimes I think that when we see how expert someone like you is, we forget how practical you are too. And I want to make sure that people understand that, because I've seen you. I know what you talk about. I know how you do it. Let's talk about simple and beautiful when we're talking about curb appeal. Now, the reason I think this is so important is I can't remember what show I saw you on at this point, but I remember seeing something that you were doing. And there was like a makeover, and I think you maybe swapped out like five things. Can you talk about how easy that is for us?
Absolutely. I think, as I said before, we focus on the inside of our homes, maybe the outside in terms of our backyard, patio, terrace, or if we live in an apartment, maybe the balcony. But to me, the curb appeal and the front entrance, it's all about first impressions. So simple changes that you can do right now that don't cost a lot of money is maybe paint your front door a new color, add beautiful potted plants to frame the entryway. If you have like a small space for like a seating area, for example, in my house, I have like a teak bench. Go ahead and put some outdoor toss pillows, a new doormat. Basically accessorizing, because oftentimes we don't see a space outside like we do a space indoors. And it's the same elements of decor that we would use outside. We just have to worry about the fabric so that they withstand the elements. But to me, it's about decorating outdoors as well. And in terms of a curb appeal, it's going to look fantastic and it's not going to break the bank.
Yeah. I mean, I love my next favorite word is accessorize. Martin, I know you've got many of these interviews to do. I want to thank you for today, but I do have two things I want to ask you. Please mention the website again. And then I want to really kind of get into your vision, you know, what you see coming our ways that excites you most.
So the website where your listeners can find great information from technology, home renovation, decorating, is betterstuffforlife.com. In terms of, you know, my view on what's happening, as I said before, I think now more than ever, we've realized that our homes are such an important part of our lives. And I mean, to a certain extent, we've known that, but you know, we work, you know, and we leave, and then we come home and we sleep. We live such a busy lifestyle. And during these past, you know, 2 months with everything that's been happening with the pandemic and quarantining, we've really have assessed our environment because we've been spending so much time indoors, and we've realized, wow, you know, like our home is truly like our haven. It's our sanctuary on so many different levels. And we can do small improvements that not only will improve the aesthetic of the home and the way it functions, but also as a consequence, improve our lifestyle. So I believe that, you know, home is where the heart is. And when you create a beautiful space and when you're surrounded with beautiful elements that are a reflection of who you are and tell a story of your life, you can help but feel better as well. Because you're a part of that environment. It's like you're in balance. It's a harmony thing from a design perspective. And I think it's great.
Yeah, you said it. It is a harmony thing. And thank you so much for harmonizing our day today, Martin. It's so great to have
you. Thank you, Dr. Pat. I appreciate that. Take care and have a great summer.
You too. And everybody out there, we're going to take a short break. But here's what I want to say to you. All it takes is a few minutes. Just a few minutes, maybe a few dollars, maybe not. You know, feel good, bring some joy, brighten up your home, and smile. We'll see you in a few minutes. We'll be right back.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author, Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
It is time to get real and wake up. Join Mike Murphy live Monday through Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get real with Mike Murphy cuts through the noise of mainstream media, bringing you unfiltered truth and solutions. For more information on Mike and his work, visit his website at MikeMurphyUnfiltered.com.
Imagine a world where good news,
oh yeah,
positive information and stories were the mainstream. Tell us your positive story. Hashtag positivity rules. You are listening to the Transformation Radio Network.
Learn how to lead a happier life on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Join Brittany every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Listen as coach and healer Brittany Miles shares stories that teach you about surrender. For more information about Brittany, MilesToGoCoaching.com.
Listen while you work. Streaming live on any device. Tune in to the Transformation Radio Network. Visit transformationradio.fm.
One of the things that I want to say to everybody is we're looking at, how should I call it, the many, many tentacles that COVID-19 has brought to the surface, maybe shining a light on, things that we don't understand or that we don't want to understand. But there are most of us that really have a sense of things that might be going on. We don't really know why. But we ask the question, is anybody doing anything about it? Well, that's today. Joining me here today is Jeff Kerr, General Counsel to PETA. Now, you all know what PETA is, but we're going to tell you again. So here's the question for everyone to think about. With all of these slaughterhouses now identified as COVID-19 hotspots, and yes, that is a true thing, what can be done to prevent a new crisis? Now, if you don't think that that has an impact, a friend of mine did almost like a mind map diagram of the occurrences and transferences from large groups where COVID is showing up. In my state, we now are out of beds in Yakima, Washington, even after everything is done. But why is that? And what do we know now about the spread of this that is literally putting our hands in shackles? Jeff, it's great to have you, General Counsel to PETA. What a big job you have.
Thanks for having me, Dr. Pat. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
We were shocked in my state. Well, many of us are shocked that we watched our governor take a handle, very, very stern handle on what to do here. And yet the rise that we're seeing is unconscionable. But there are things that we are not looking at or paying attention to. You all are not just looking at safety concerns and a call for food safety oversight, but you're actually doing something about it. I just want to ask you, you know, from where you sit as general counsel, international affiliates, 25 years, you know, you lead the world's largest legal team working for animal rights. Wow. Tell me what got you fired up about doing something here.
Well, it's important to remember that the COVID-19 pandemic began in a wet market in China, as everybody knows by now. And slaughterhouses are really large wet markets. And COVID-19, while it's believed to have come from pangolins and bats, it's not the first time that these viruses have been traced back to live animals. There have been deadly outbreaks of mad cow, avian flu, swine flu, SARS, HIV, hoof and mouth disease, and more. And those have all stemmed from capturing or farming animals for food. So now more than ever, transparency in slaughterhouse and factory farm operations is so critical so that people can see for themselves the kind of crowding and filthy conditions that can lead to these disease outbreaks. And it's in this context that PETA is aggressively fighting these ag gag laws that have been put in place by some state legislatures that try to prevent exposure of abuse to the animals by banning people from taking photos or videos, and sometimes making it a crime to get a job at a factory farm or a slaughterhouse to expose this cruelty. And these laws, as you can probably tell from the description, are a blatant violation of free speech and freedom of the press. Now, PETA has been working hard for several years. We've succeeded in getting them defeated and not even coming to the desk of the governor in 19 states. But in a handful of states, they were enacted. So we went into federal court and we sued to have them declared unconstitutional. I'm pleased to say that we succeeded in defeating Idaho, Utah, Iowa, and just 2 weeks ago, North Carolina's ag gag law. They were all struck down. But the industry is still trying. We're in federal court right now fighting against version 2.0 of the ag gag law. And so it's just so critically important that the public has a right to see these conditions that can lead potentially to the next pandemic.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of these things that, call me a little old school, this is one of these things that I'm trying to wrap my mind around. I'm trying to wrap my mind about the human aspect of what it is that stops us from wanting people to tell the truth, especially when it affects life or death. And that is kind of what we're talking about. We're not talking about, gee, there are rights of people that we should have the right to be able to tell on what's going on. I mean, let's just call them whistleblowers. But whistleblowers in the history of our country have saved millions of lives in situations which we're not all familiar with. What is the underpinning concern about not getting the truth? What is it that is being held back that could cause an even worse situation? Because you mentioned North Carolina, my family, North Carolina. North Carolina is just absolutely experiencing staggering numbers right now. And what is it going to take for us to understand how these places, you know, from PETA's perspective, how these places could be part of the solution if we do the right thing?
Well, I think what you've got are a couple of things. I think, by and large, people want to do the right thing. They don't want cruelty to animals. They don't want filthy conditions, and they certainly don't want COVID-19 or other viruses like it. But the truth is that nobody needs to eat meat, eggs, or dairy. So the slaughterhouses and the factory farms are not essential in any way, and they don't need to be open. But, you know, you've got the industry, an incredibly dishonest industry, that tries to use phrases like free range or organic or other smokescreens to hide what is an inherently cruel industry, where the animals, cows, chickens, pigs, all of them who are raised for their flesh are denied everything that's natural and important to them from the day they're born until they have their throat cut on the slaughterhouse line. And these giant corporations want to keep the information secret. And it's tragically ironic in the day of social media. Everything is exposed. Everything is available for somebody to see and learn. They're putting forth these ag gag laws and having the legislators who do their bidding to try to keep things behind closed doors. Now more than ever, they should be putting cameras in slaughterhouses and in factory farms. But what they've done is these giant corporations who run these factory farms and slaughterhouses have found that they can make more money by squeezing as many animals as possible into tiny spaces, and they don't care if some of them are dying from disease or infection. And so it's up to organizations like PETA to do these undercover investigations, to get the video footage, to tell people about it. And that's why I think you see the other side of the coin, which is really optimistic, and that is that the demand for vegan food has never been higher.
Yeah.
And you've got brands like Simple Truth, Beyond Meat, Tofurky that are in chain restaurants across the country. And there is a huge market for these delicious vegan meats. And no animal has to suffer a miserable life or be violently slaughtered for a plant-based vegan alternative. And so what we encourage everybody to do who doesn't want to be part of that problem of slaughterhouses and factory farms to go to PETA.org, P-E-T-A.org, and download one of our free vegan starter kits that's got delicious recipes and tips on how easy it is to adopt a vegan diet. And it's better for human health, it's better for the animals, and it's better for the environment.
Yeah. And one of the things you said that I just want to just make sure we mention again is we are seeing alternatives now in the industry, in the food industry, that literally didn't exist before. And what I mean by that is that we are seeing now alternatives that people love. I mean, there was a story out of on the East Coast that where they brought vegan in, that they were sold out like in a day. I mean, so we are on to something.
Absolutely.
But,
and
you know,
in fact,
yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I mean, but it's somebody like myself, you know, you say the word vegan, people, we have to help get rid of the stigma around that word. But, you know, because we do have alternatives that, one, are delicious and in a lot of cases are good for us. So this is really something that could help. But
yeah,
you
we
are
just have
now.
To, we just, yeah. Yeah, we just have to keep getting the word out, Dr. Pat, because certainly consumers are going to vegan alternatives in droves. And one of the most telling things about how important and how much of a driving force this is the fact that you've got major slaughterhouse and factory farm operations like Smithfield, Tyson, Cargill. They are moving into the production of vegan meats. And they are going there because they know consumers are demanding it, and they know that it's the wave of the future. It's going to – they're going to retrain. We're calling on them to retrain their workers to make only vegan meats. It's safer for the workers. Being a slaughterhouse worker is the most dangerous job in America. And it's better – like I said, there's no animal cruelty. It's better for the environment, and these are healthy vegan products that are better – that are better for the consumers. And that's why they, as major companies, are going to vegan meat alternatives.
Yeah, and here's what I know. All of us in my family, I come from a family of union workers, so of course at a very young age, it was part of what my family's legacy was about unions and support them incredibly. But somehow I ended up in the meat cutters union. So for a short period of my time, my life at a very young age, I got to experience what you were talking about in real time. And needless to say, I was there for about a month. That was it. I couldn't do it. And yet to this day, I mean, I think that we are in a world now where whatever my experience was back then, it is tenfold. And that's why I appreciate you. Thank you so much for today. Can you give out that website again, please?
Absolutely. It's PETA.org, P-E-T-A.org, and you can download our free vegan starter kit and be on the road to helping the animals, improving your health, and saving the environment.
And what's your personal message, Jeff? I know you're doing a million of these, but I'd like to know what's in your heart.
Every good thing somebody does to help reduce the amount of cruelty to animals is a good thing. You know, you don't have to do everything overnight, but do something. People love animals. People want to be kind to animals. And the industry is doing everything they can to keep the cruelty hidden. So find out for yourself. Go to PETA.org. You can learn all about it, and you can make an impact and save literally thousands of animals every day by going vegan. Do it for yourself, do it for the animals, do it for the earth.
Thank you so much, Jeff, and thank everybody at PETA for us, will you?
Thank you very much, Dr. Pat. I will. It's very kind of you to say.
All right, everybody, short break. Please get involved in this. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Have you heard the story of the snake and the rope? One evening, a young woman was walking down a country road. It was growing dark. Suddenly, she froze. Up ahead was a coiled snake. She was terrified. She reached into her bag for a flashlight and directed the beam of light towards the snake. Now she was flooded with relief. It was just a piece of old rope. That snake stands for all our imaginary fears and insecurities that sap our confidence. The beam of light is conscious confidence. Ask yourself, how many snakes did I see today? How many actions or words did I stifle through fear? Hi, I'm Sarah Main, creator of Conscious Confidence. Join me and my co-host, Dr. Pat, for Conscious Confidence Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn more about how you can live a life filled with conscious confidence. Go to my website, ConsciousConfidence.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Coming to you live on TransformationTalkRadio.com is the Brilliance Ultimatum, Time's Up with Claudette Rowley. Powerful conversations, practical innovations, and transformative solutions as Claudette and her guests delve into the possibilities and what she calls reality resistance. Join the cultural revolution and annihilate obstacles. Check it out at culturalbrilliance.com.
Inspire. Create. Empower. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. Welcome, everyone. You know, I've shared from time to time what I sense is happening in my community and with my close friends. And I will tell you this, that people are thinking twice, thrice, and beyond before they call 911. And it is a phenomenon we're not talking about. But how about people that are suffering what I consider to be a severe event like a stroke? Is fear of COVID-19 keeping stroke patients from calling 911 and even getting to the hospital? Dr. Patrick Lydon joining me here today, professor of neurology, and the Carmen and Lewis Washar Chair in Neurology at Cedars-Sinai. Dr. Patrick, thank you for, I don't know, do I call you Dr. Pat too?
That'd be great. Dr. Pat.
You know, I'm so glad you're doing this show for a lot of reasons, because I know in the circle of my friends and the many, many guests that I interview, people are really reluctant to call 911. I mean, really reluctant, but I had no idea that people were reluctant to call, and even family members, when it comes to something as severe as strokes. What are you finding?
Right. It's a severe problem. So we know that across the country, in large and small communities, the incidence of calling for help is down about 50%, calling 911 or coming to the hospital. But the incidence of stroke and heart attack hasn't changed at all. So what that means is people are staying home, they're not arriving in time, and they're not getting treated for their stroke or their heart attack.
I understand it from a psychology perspective. I really do. I understand why people would be reluctant. Do you think we need to do a better job, Dr. Pat, at making folks aware that there is a place for them? So you know what I'm trying to say. It's like nothing has changed. It's not like all of a sudden people are not getting strokes. We're still getting strokes at the rate we have gotten them before, right? And what is that? Every 40 seconds or something like that?
Every year, 800,000 people will have a stroke. Every 40 seconds, someone has a stroke. Stroke is the most common cause of disability. Mm-hmm. That means people who cannot take care of themselves more due to stroke than any other cause. But look, time is still brain. Minutes still matter. We still have treatment for stroke. Stroke treatment centers are still open. So despite whatever fear you might have, if you suspect a stroke, time is brain. We need you to call 911, get into a stroke center where we can look at you and decide and evaluate what the problem might be.
And I want to talk to all the family members that are listening for a moment. I want to address this because this is a multifaceted situation here from where I sit, Dr. Pat. And it's I am the person, and perhaps it is me that is suffering from the stroke, but there are people around me, and that message has to go out to everyone to say, look, if this is a loved one or this is someone you know, they need to go to the hospital.
It's so critical because a stroke affects the brain, and the brain is the organ that recognizes a problem. So if you put the problem in the brain, the patient doesn't understand, may not be able to recognize that there is a problem, may not be able to move, may not be able to speak. So we all need to be attentive to our loved ones, our friends, people around us, and look for signs of possible stroke.
You know, Dr. Pat, I want to ask you this question because I know that there's always a story behind the story. You have become Cedars-Sinai's first chair of the Department of Neurology. And, you know, really behind the elevation of the stroke program nationally, you know, this is something where you are considered a leader in this movement, in this, you know, let's just call it education program. Let's just call it in saving lives. You know, from where you sit today, all the work you have done to elevate this, what are your top three concerns as we continue to shelter in place and deal with COVID-19?
Well, my top concern obviously is that people will not come in for stroke. My second concern is that people will not recognize a stroke. And I want to help there. I want people to understand a stroke affects part of the brain. Therefore, you suddenly lose part of the body. And we use the mnemonic FAST, F-A-S-T, to help people remember what could be a stroke. So F is for face, if the face is drooping on one side. A is for arm, if the arm is suddenly weak on one side. S is for speech, if the patient is suddenly slurring their speech. And T is for time, F-A-S-T, time to call 911, time to get right in. And my third concern is the virus is out there. It's not in here where I work. Come in, let us evaluate you. Time is brain. Give us the opportunity to evaluate, consider treatment, and help you on your way.
You know, what's the best way for people to find out more about this? Is there a website they could go to?
Sure. The American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, maintains a website called stroke.org, stroke.org, full of information about what is a stroke, how to prevent it, how to treat it. You can go to strokeawareness.com, which also has information that'll help you and your family.
Well, you know, I want to ask you one last question. What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with today? And thank you for your dedication and commitment to this.
Yeah, this is you're right. This is my life. This is my career. I've devoted my my waking life to treating stroke. We can do it. Give us the chance.
Thank you so much. Again, one last time, let's have that website.
Stroke.org, stroke.org, or strokeawareness.com.
And what I want to say to everybody listening here for Dr. Pat and for Dr. Pat, for both of us, is please, please pass the word on. You know, this is one of these scenarios where seconds can save someone's life. This is really not a time to hesitate when it comes to people that are suffering from a stroke. Please believe in the medical facilities and take the action that we all need to take. Thank you, Dr. Pat. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.